This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of headlines are about the fourth booster. So over the, I think it was last week, the UK said, no, we don't need to do the fourth booster. Most older individuals are still getting enough protection with the third. So the UK might not be moving as forward with the fourth booster as Israel. Israel, about, I think, 2 weeks ago, had suggested going forward with fourth booster. So in the U.S., some of you guys are confused. Some of you still haven't even gotten vaccinated. Some of you haven't gotten your third shot. And then some of you, you've already gotten your fourth booster. And you're like, give me more, give me more, give me more. So all the power to you. I mean, that's what this is about. It's your choice. It should be your choice. For those of you that want the protection, thank God we have the vaccines out there. For those of you that, you know, are wanting a little bit more information, wanting a little bit more data, you're a little hesitant, doesn't mean you're a bad person. It means you want some more education. So, you know, shouldn't be discriminated against, right? Shouldn't be vilified all over the place. So to each their own. And with the, you know, with the booster topic, it's a little contentious because, you know, people are wondering if there is any sort of, let's say, secondary gain. You know, we have been taught for years that pharmaceutical companies, you know, can make good profits. And so if they come up with science, make sure there's another body looking at it objectively. And I'm telling you right now, I feel very grateful I had my vaccines because I think when Omicron hit, it could have been worse. And it wasn't. So I'm grateful for my shots. I think we're way, way overdue for a new and improved booster. And so I don't know how sold I am on us just getting the same shot boosted over and over and over again. I understand that's all we got, but when is somebody going to light a fire up the pharmaceutical company's butts like we thought was happening at least a year ago on the new and improved version for the spike protein? So my problem with the boosters isn't the booster. I think the booster provides protection, not as much protection as would like, but it provides protection. But I just think it's obsolete. It's getting more and more obsolete. And if we're dealing with variants with spike protein mutations, why isn't the mRNA coded for spike proteins with the mutations? It kind of makes common sense. So should you be getting your fourth booster? Well, the CDC has given guidance for those who are immunocompromised. And yes, according to the CDC, if you're immunocompromised, you should already be on booster number four. So who's immunocompromised? Well, somebody undergoing cancer treatment. Obviously, if you're undergoing cancer treatment, your immune system is suppressed. A lot of your healthy cells may be caught in the crossfire, so you could be immunocompromised. If you have an organ transplant and you're on immunosuppressive drugs so you don't reject that organ, you're immunocompromised. If you received a stem cell transplant within the last 2 years and are taking medicine to suppress your immune system, obviously. If you have immunodeficiency. If you are HIV positive but not treated, you know, if you have Wiskott-Aldrich or a bunch of other primary immunodeficiency syndromes, if you have advanced or untreated HIV, if you have active treatment with high-dose corticosteroids or other drugs that may suppress your immune system. All right, so first of all, for those of you that got Johnson & Johnson, they aren't even recommending you boost with the Johnson & Johnson. They recommended you just go and get an mRNA. So that was, and they called it an additional primary shot. They didn't call it a booster at the time. They were like, look, the two might not be enough. So according to the CDC, anybody 5 years old or up who are moderately or severely immunocompromised should get an additional Pfizer BioNTech COVID vaccine a month after your second shot. Meaning if you're immunocompromised, it's a three-shot series. A lot of reporters aren't talking about that. In terms of Moderna, same thing. Except you have to be over 18. You can't be over 5 years old. For Pfizer, you could get that booster technically if you're over 5, if you're immunocompromised. For Moderna, you still have to be 18 because it's not approved in younger individuals. And it would be a third shot 1 month after your second. So basically, it's one shot 28 days later, your second shot 28 days, the next shot. Whereas with the Pfizer, it was one shot, then 21 days, a second, and then 28 days. Okay? I know it sounds a little confusing. Johnson & Johnson, no. They didn't recommend an additional Johnson & Johnson shot. Now, your booster. The booster would happen 5 months after your primary shot. So that's what a lot of you guys did with your third series. Remember they said you need to at least be 6 months out from your Pfizer or Moderna? They lowered it to 5 months for both of them. Why? Because the immunity is waning. And that makes sense. I mean, again, we have new variants. The shot was built for the wild-type virus. For those who had Johnson & Johnson, they recommend if you get a booster to go and get a Pfizer or Moderna if you're immunocompromised. And it has to be within 2 months after your Johnson & Johnson. You can't wait the 6. So you guys all get that? A booster shot for immunocompromised after 5 months, after 2 months if you had Johnson & Johnson. So then the fourth, who would get the fourth? Well, the fourth, technically the data, or technically the guidance, was 6 months after your third shot. I'm thinking that is going to now be decreased to 5 months also. But people are already getting their shot. People have said, yeah, I just went up to the pharmacy and said I need a booster, and they gave it to me, they didn't check. Well, they should check because you have a vaccine card. But on the flip side, if you're immunocompromised, they're not going to call your doctor. Right now, nobody's asking for a letter. We have plenty of vaccines, and I think we're trying to get rid of all that, all those vaccines, until they hopefully come up with a new one. So, you know, in terms of a fourth booster, and we discussed this before, people are asking, what if I just got over COVID? I'd say talk to your doctor. I get your immune system's gone through a lot, and you probably have some amazing natural immunity. We just don't know how long that natural immunity is going to last. So most doctors are still recommending getting a booster. The UK is not recommending it yet because they think the third booster is already helping people through the Omicron, and they want to give that extra shot to people who need it. And that's kind of a big argument. You know, should we as Americans be keeping on getting over and over and over again these shots when we could be helping other countries who haven't even gotten their first shot? 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. I want a new drug. When the world made me sick. When the world made me crash my car and make me feel creepy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I'm going to get a little personal here. All right. I talk about my marriage a lot. I talk about when I fight with Corey. And guys, you might want to listen up, okay? You might want to listen up because I can't speak for all women or all partners out there that are with a man that does this, but I'm going to tell you, if you do this, you're out. Not tolerating it one bit. So Corey and I rarely fight. I rarely lose it. I just have a really high threshold for stuff. Maybe it's because, you know, having had a fire and all sorts of other things growing up as a kid. Honestly, pick your fights. But the one time I let my husband have it, it's a long, long time ago, my staff was there, is I gave him birth, 3 days later went back to work, brought the baby to work, and I had somebody help us watch, you know, the baby at the office. And then I would be able to breastfeed and all that. And one time I was a little busy with patients, and I was holding the baby, and my husband was doing something on the computer, and I go, can you, you know, take the baby? And he did this one thing, and this one thing will always, not always, but if it's at the wrong place at the wrong time, set me off. He goes, and he does the exhale. I was like, excuse me? He did it again. I was like, oh, hell no. Take the baby. I just let him have it. I just let him have it. And that was actually one of the last times he ever did that. It was years ago. So things have been going fine. Our marriage has been going fine. Everything's been going great. Until Friday, I'm getting ready to go to the airport. And he and I are going to be doing our little anniversary getaway. We thought for our 25th anniversary, we'll do a little getaway. You know, we thought that would be a great, you know, experience. So I ask my son, who's downstairs, to help me bring the suitcase, my suitcase downstairs. And yes, I have a suitcase because I pack my pillows and I pack my blanket and I pack my computers. And, you know, I had surgery. I'm not supposed to be lifting. And I ask my son, I go, will you take the suitcase? And he goes, he does that. He exhaled me? Are you kidding me? Okay, so I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. Because remember, Corey almost got divorced for doing that. And there is no way I'm raising a son who's going to get married and then get divorced 2 days later because he throws the exhale. So I immediately stop that and I go, look, you know, do I have to remind you that I had surgery? Do I have to remind you that I have about 40 or 50 sutures in my vagina? Do we need to count? Let's count. Let's count the stitches right now in my vagina. One. And he's like, I got him, Mom. I got him, Mom. And then he goes and he gets the suitcase and he brings it downstairs. But where are they getting this? When I grew up, if you did anything, if you breathed out of sync, you'd lose your teeth. And I'm asking my kid to help me with a suitcase and I'm getting the exhale. And he got it from my husband because the only person ever that's been in my life that has done that, the only person I can think of is my husband. My mom is talking too quickly to exhale. She never exhales. Right? So if I do tick her off, I wouldn't hear her do that. Where did they get that? You're not going to exhale me. So anyway, after we decided to count all my pelvic sutures, he got the point that that's not going to happen. He doesn't want me to bring up the Lily anymore. He's going to help me with my suitcase. So I think I solved that. But people, you got to be on this. Okay, we all know what makes and breaks our marriage. And when you see your kid do the same thing that almost broke up your marriage, oh, heck, 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 no. So you got to be on that. Now, Utah, by the way, Utah was fantastic. So we go up there. Well, yes and no. Okay, so, you know, plane delayed and things like that. But we get up there safe. We're all happy. We get into our hotel, which is fantastic. I think it's the Treasure Mountain Inn. So we got like two little views or whatever. We get there and I call to check on the kids. Well, one of my kids ended up having face swelling just all of a sudden. And he didn't say goodbye to me when I left earlier because he was, again, didn't want to work. So he let one kid have to deal with the Lily suture counting. So he hid from me the whole time. I get up there and he's got face swelling. And I'm like, what the heck is this? So we don't know if it was just a parotid gland or TMJ or whatever. So now I'm freaking out because face swelling could be anywhere from a dental abscess to lymphoma. So the weekend started really rough. It was not good for our getaway. But thank God he got better and he's better and all that. But that was a rough 2 days. But we go up there and we decide to go to Park City because everybody's been talking about Park City. And I've been watching Yellowstone. And in Yellowstone, they've been talking about Park City. And I'm like, well, Park City's a place where all the rich people go. And I'm like, well, what if we just go and we drive, you know, because I mean, we don't, these people up there, I mean, they're rich. I'm like, why don't we like take a car? You know, we go to Salt Lake, we take a car, we go up there, we get a hotel, we ski. Well, I can't ski because of my surgery, but snowmobile, which I shouldn't have done also. So anyway, we did that. So we take a car, we go up there, and it's nice. It's nice. They have these little chalets, and they have this little main street, and they have good restaurants, and it was, we went to Chimayo. They treated us so nice for our anniversary. Really, really cool. And so it was beautiful. But what was so cool about that is for those of you guys that are fans of Yellowstone, they do a lot of filming up there. So there's a lot of scenes that actually use Park City, which is probably why they bring it up a lot. They bring it up a lot to, because I wouldn't have gone to Park City if I didn't hear them talk about it on Yellowstone. Because I'm like, oh, I need to check that out. So I went and I saw it. But we decided to take some snowmobiles because I didn't want to fall skiing after my surgery. And which, by the way, is really rough because you're like bouncing around. So I am so sore. My pelvic rest got completely violated, not because of sex, but because you're just bouncing up and down. So my pelvic got no rest. If my gynecologist finds out, she's going to yell at me. So I've been pretty sore today. But as we're driving around, they go, that's Rip's house. I go, Rip? You mean Rip from Yellowstone? And you see Rip's house. And it's the house on Yellowstone. But keep in mind, with these TV shows, there's all this CGI. So you see the house, but it is nothing like the backdrop on Yellowstone. Because they take the house. That kind of blows my mind. Why do they need the actual house? If you're doing everything CGI, just use the set. But apparently, no, it's a real house. So you see them come down the house, and you see the kind of the wood railing and all that. It was really, really cool. So we got to see Rip's house, and we got to see a lot of the backdrops for Yellowstone. But snowmobiling, oh, my gosh. I mean, I've snowmobiled before, but this was great. Apparently, in Park City, it's not as tree and forestry as you think. So there's a lot of meadows, and there's just open areas of snow. So they let us take the snowmobiles out, and then they go and rip it up. And so we're taking it, and we're just, like, I mean, you, like, have all these fields and pastures to yourself. And you get the snowmobile, and you're not hurting any animals because it's just all snow. And then they have these huge hills, and I'm going up a hill, and then it starts to fall, and I think I'm going to fall, and I'm ready to throw myself off. But I'm like, no, because I'm on pelvic rest. I'm not supposed to do that. And then I lean in, and it was just fantastic. So snowmobiling, great exercise. I'm sore than heck. But it's fantastic. But I bring it up because when I'm in Utah, much different experience than California. California, everybody's giving you a dirty look if your mask falls. In Utah, people were really not really walking around with a mask. Most places were closed on a Sunday. That was interesting. Most places were closed on a Sunday because we had to do some things and we were like, okay, well, why don't we go here? Closed. But the people were so, so nice. So, we're from Vegas, okay? I've lived in snow, but we're a little inexperienced. So, as we go to check out Rip's house, because we decided to drive up there, we just go out of the parking lot when we get stuck in the snow. So, when we get stuck in the snow, we drop. Well, everybody and their mother comes out to help us. They couldn't get us out. We were stuck in the snow. And I'm like, guys, we're from Vegas. Sorry. And they're like, oh, yeah, figure. But then this guy comes with a cat. And I guess because I'm like, do we need a tow truck? And they're looking at me like, I'm from L.A. No, you don't need a tow truck. You need a cat. I'm like, oh, I knew that. And I was like, meow. And this thing pulled us out. I mean, we are talking, it was, I don't know how it pulled out. We got a Jeep. We rented a Jeep for four-wheel drive. Four-wheel drive did nothing because those wheels were just spinning in the ice. And I'm digging out the snow, and I'm still trying to rest my pelvis and count my stitches. It's not great when you have surgery. It's like, oh, I can't help. I'm sorry. I just had surgery. But I wanted to help because there was everybody helping. Everybody was so cool. They wouldn't let us buy them a beer, probably because a lot of them don't drink. But we're like, please, can we buy you a beer? Can we buy you lunch? Everybody was so sweet. Then another guy helped us, and then he got stuck because apparently the snow, you sink. You see tracks. You see, you know, you see tread marks, but you drive on it, and you still sink. That's some crazy stuff. I don't know how you guys live in the snow. So after getting stuck and being embarrassed and representing Vegas as poorly as we could have, we finally got, well, you know, Vegas, we're like, Vegas, all you guys know how to do is get DUIs. No, we don't. No, most of us in Vegas do not DUI. Don't read the headlines. But we definitely don't know how to ride in snow. So anyway, Utah was fantastic. My kid is not going to be doing the exhale to me anymore anytime soon. And I'm still on pelvic rest. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Now with orders. orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weather disasters cost the United States $145 billion in 2021. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration saying the country experienced 20 weather events that caused at least $1 billion of damage each. The year marked the second year in a row with 20 or more billion-dollar climate disasters. It brings the five-year total to $750 billion. Gas prices aren't moving. The AAA national average price for regular is $3.30 a gallon, where it's been since last Thursday. The national average is 99 cents a gallon, higher than it was a year ago. This as website GasBuddy.com believes gas will be $4 a gallon by the time summer hits. This is USA Radio News. The entertainment world is mourning the death of Bob Saget, perhaps best known for his role as Danny Tanner on Full House and host of America's Funniest Home Videos. Police say they found no sign of any foul play or any drug use related to Saget's death. Saget promoted several comedy shows he was scheduled to do the morning before he passed away. Comedian Gilbert Gottfried on the passing of his friend.
Everybody liked him, and it was like I found out yesterday, last night, Jeff Ross called me and he said, sad news, Bob Saget has died. And, you know, I always enjoy a sick joke, and so I was waiting for the punchline.
President Biden on Tuesday set to deliver a speech regarding voting rights. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know there's been a lot of back and forth. People accuse medical professionals and scientists talking about side effects of vaccines being anti-vax and all that, and they need to shut the hell up. This is an evolving science, and so researchers like the NIH are studying menstrual irregularities as it relates to the COVID-19 vaccine. So for those people that just want to shut everybody else up and not have conversations, I don't know what the hell they're doing in science. All right? Because if you're a doctor, if you're in science, you always have to be reading. You always have to be looking at the evolving studies. So I just can't stand when I see people out there going, why are you talking about some of the side effects? Because that's what doctors do. Doctors do informed consent. Doctors talk about side effects. If you're a doctor and you give somebody a blood pressure medication and you don't teach them the gamut of the pros and cons, you're not practicing good medicine. And I see that all the time. I see that now where medical professionals are like, oh, just take the medicine and just do as I say. Well, don't you want to warn them that there might be some swelling? Don't you want to warn them that they might lose their potassium and to bone up on potassium-rich foods? This is kind of what we do, just like with the COVID vaccine. With the COVID vaccine, some people might have myocarditis. Some people might have menstrual irregularities. This is why in medicine we have informed consent, because we have progressed in our field to not just say, do as I say, you know, not as I do, and don't question it. All right? We want people to bring up questions and ask, unless you're not a real doctor. So for those people out there that are just like, just do what we say and don't, you know, read the news or study it, you know, that's not exactly what our industry embodies and our art. Medicine is an art. So the NIH has been funding multiple universities to study a lot of these concerns that women have with their menstrual cycle. And one of the products of that research has come out, and it's interesting. Study published in Obstetrics and Gynecology found that the menstrual cycle of those who were vaccinated did lengthen by about a day, maybe 19 hours after two doses. It didn't necessarily lengthen the bleeding time. So when you hear menstrual cycle, you're thinking, oh, they bled longer. No, they meant the time between cycles. So if you're every 28 days, that the two doses of the mRNA vaccine, and I think also they might have even noticed this with Johnson & Johnson, maybe extended that to a 29-day cycle. Okay? That's what they found. So, how serious is it? I think many people went back to having the normal cycles. It is still a study ongoing because the NIH is funding this. But what that does mean is the vaccines do, you know, it means nobody's lying. When you have a female patient, and I tell doctors this all the time, if you have a female patient who's telling you that their period is off, don't just say, oh, it's all in your head. Okay? These women aren't lying. If their period is off, their period is off. Let them talk to you about it. But there's some amazing doctors out there, then there's some real boneheads. And I really feel bad for you guys if you have a bonehead one. So what Oregon Health and Science University, Portland, which is one of the universities that got some of the funding, looked at 2,400 vaccinated individuals, 1,500 unvaccinated individuals, and found the average extension of the cycle was about 15 hours after one dose. After two doses, 19 hours. And they found, though, that if you got both your shots within that one period, so let's say you're on day two of your cycle, and then 21 days later you got another shot, and it was before the period, that period lasted even longer, I think got extended out by 8 days. They said this subgroup experienced a two-day unadjusted mean cycle length increase, and 10.6% had an increase in cycle length of 8 days or more, compared with 4.3% of the unvaccinated cohort. The authors state the change was temporary, and although there was some cycle length, the period itself did not appear to be altered by vaccination. They also didn't see a correlation between vaccine brand. So it's one of the studies that shows that means the money is being put to good use. It means that when the NIH said they were going to fund multiple universities to study this, it looks like we are going to get some data. But even though I could see the logic behind it just being temporary, I see why some women are a little concerned. They're like, why am I doing anything that can mess up my cycle? My cycle is created by my, you know, hypopituitary, pituitary, hypothalamic axis. We have multiple organs in our brain, right, interacting with our hormones to make something work. But my answer to that, being devil's advocate, is keep in mind, I'm sure a lot of people who had bad COVID, their periods got out of whack also. So the stress of COVID could also mess with your period too. But if your period cycle is off by a day or two, if it's temporary, I don't foresee long-term fertility issues. But I can't say that for sure because, again, this is what's being studied. Some of the gamut of things that have been reported by thousands of women, whether it's in the UK, whether it's in America, is one is that the bleeding is longer. Others is that they miss their period. Others is that their cycle length changes where they're now a little irregular. Others are they're postmenopausal and they start bleeding again when they weren't supposed to bleed. Others is when their period just stops. So what to me that means is the shot might have an effect on the hormones somehow, even if it's temporary. So if you are trying to undergo fertility, you want to sit and have a conversation with your doctor because you obviously don't want to be on full-blown COVID or have full-blown COVID and be on steroids while you're trying to carry a pregnancy. But also, if you guys are trying to match it up perfectly, sometimes the shot could intervene with that. Now, in October, a study entitled Characterizing Menstrual Bleeding Changes Occurring After SARS-CoV-2 Vaccine, they brought up the gamut of things. So a large percentage reported menstrual effects 14 or more days after their vaccine, which is basically the when the spike proteins are being made and the immune system's being prompted. Some had bleeding heaviness. Some had heavier bleeding, some stopped bleeding, some had breakthrough bleeding, and then some had no association at all. Those with fibroids had heavier menstrual flow post-vaccine than those not diagnosed with fibroids. So this study looked at the gamut of all sorts of things, and then the NIH the month before provided one-year supplemental grants totaling $1.67 million to five institutions, including Boston University, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Michigan State, East Lansing, and then the Oregon Health and Science of Portland, which we just spoke about. So this funding, they wanted to look at racially, ethnically diverse populations, as well as have one particular study on adolescents. So the NIH is on it, but of course, you know, it kind of still spurns some of this vaccine hesitancy in younger women who don't want anything to happen to their period. And so I've seen in terms of patients calling in that many of them have had some excessive bleeding, but it was only one cycle. Right? And I can't do follow-up because with telemedicine you can't do follow-up. So I can't say 100% for sure that it completely transit, but that's what the study authors are saying. So, you know, again, how you have to look at it is, you know, which is worse, getting COVID or the vaccine? And that's up to you guys to decide. I'm not here to force anybody into one decision or another. But at least somebody's looking at it. And if you have a doctor that won't talk to you about it, and won't, then obviously they don't understand that this is an evolving science, and even our government researchers are interested in what's happening. So if you are having any issues with your period or cycle or whatever, definitely talk to your medical provider. If your doctor won't talk to you about it and they think that you're anti-vax, you want to find another doctor because, like I said, there's. I'm just really disappointed. Many of you guys have told me that your doctor was doing that, and I'm like, no. And I've been defending, you know, everybody out there going, no, maybe you misinterpreted. But I'm actually seeing what some of these doctors are posting. And I don't know what I would do if I had a doctor that wouldn't be open and at least have a conversation. Because then how the hell are they doing informed consent? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if you guys saw the video of this. This was horrific. In Brazil, they have these beautiful cliffs and these beautiful mountain areas, and so you could go.
In Los Angeles,
sorry about that. What's going on here? Look at this. I tell you, nothing's working right today. And so, you know, in Brazil, I have not been to Brazil, but apparently the cliffs are exquisite. And there was a horrible, horrible tragedy where 10 people died because their boats were near the rock formation, and the rock formation just tore away from the cliff and slammed onto two boats that were packed with tourists. Divers are currently right now searching the area for more victims. Edgar Estevo, commander of the Minas Gerais State Fire Department, said the accident occurred Saturday in Furnas Lake between the two towns of São José de Barra and Capitolio. The local fire department deployed divers and helicopters in a frantic effort to rescue the stunned tourists. You see them in the boat. You see them going up, you know, and taking a look at the beautiful cliffs, and there's a nice cove there. And then all of a sudden, part of the mountain just falls. Police Chief Marcos Pimenta said an unknown number of people were missing. They say, we are suffering the pain of tragedy in our state due to heavy rains, which caused the loosening of a wall of stones in Lake Furnas in Capitolio. That's according to Governor Ramon Zema. I stand in solidarity with the families of this difficult time. Zema promised to provide the necessary support to families of the victims. Brazil's Jornal O Globo reported that at least seven of the dead were on one of the boats called Jesus. I'm watching this right now. It's, you see the boats try to get away as fast as they can, and one just completely consumes one of the boats. The Brazilian Navy is aiding in the rescue, said it would investigate the accident. Video from the scene showed several small boats in a lake when a massive slab of the rock tears away from the face of the cliff and then slams onto at least one of the boats. Now, heavy rains have kind of overwhelmed the region, according to USA Today, driving more than 17,000 people from their homes. 2 days ago, the Brazilian government issued a statement expressing gratitude to the U.S. Agency for International Development because they provided funds of cleaning, hygiene, kitchen kits for those who were displaced by the flooding. It's one of those things where, you know, they could maybe protect the top of the you know, mountain and make sure people aren't on top, but, you know, with the boats underneath, it's I don't think anybody was expecting it. So Furnas Lake was created in 1958 as part of a hydroelectric plant. It's a popular tourist area. There's about 8,400 residents. 5,000 visitors come every weekend, up to 30,000 on holidays. And it was just absolutely tragic. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Officers were able to pull an injured pilot from a crashed plane moments before a train slammed into the wreckage. So this is, I mean, just heroes. So apparently, a commuter train was speeding towards this rescue effort. Police officers rushed to the wrecked airplane that was sitting on the tracks. Officer screams and says, go, 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 as they drag the disoriented pilot to safety. 4 seconds later, the Metrolink train horn blasts, rips through the empty plane. Body camera video footage gets it all. The three officers involved in the rescue told CNN's Kate Bolden on Monday what happened. They said, it wasn't until I heard one of my coworkers behind me say, the train is coming. We need to get him out now. At that point, they said they never actually turned to see the train. They just got the pilot out, get away from the aircraft, since there was a lot of aircraft fuel on the ground. Officer Damian Castro said, it happened so fast, we didn't really have that much time to think. All I could think was try to get this man to safety. Didn't really want to look back to see how far the train was coming. You could hear it coming. He said it was pretty surreal. Just wow. So I don't know if the pilot, the pilot was the only person in the private plane. It was a single engine Cessna 172 when it crashed. No reports of injuries on the ground, but I mean, just way to go. The pilot had taken off from nearby Whiteman Airport before crashing. He lost power and crashed onto tracks. Yeah, I mean, my husband is a small aircraft pilot. I don't know how he does it. I trust his flying technique. I just don't trust the machinery. You know, I everybody says the most dangerous part of flying is the ride to the airport. I get that. But at least I feel like in my car I could pull over if I have to. You know, and I understand a lot of these planes could glide and if you could find an area, but luckily he was able to make that and then, thank God, be able to get away from the train coming towards him. 34 people were rescued from a floating chunk of ice off of Green Bay Shore. Now, this is in Wisconsin. And, yeah, I heard the Packers. I didn't see the Packers game, but my guess is a lot of people who already are in the playoffs are kind of resting up a lot of their starters and getting, yeah, so I didn't really see what happened to the game, but yeah, that's my guess what happened. But dozens of fishermen had to be rescued Saturday because they were stranded on a large chunk of floating ice that broke away from the shoreline in the Bay of Green Bay in eastern Wisconsin. The Brown County Sheriff's Office had first received reports of a piece of ice near Point Comfort along the east shore of Green Bay that had started to split from the main shoreline. Sheriff's Office of the U.S. Coast Guard had to use airboats to rescue 8 of the stranded fishermen at a time as a floating ice chunk moved away from the shore. Authorities said the block of ice was about a mile from shore by the time the rescue was finished, and the stranded people were on the separated ice for about 90 minutes. Now, I know some of you are probably thinking, well, wait a second, once it broke off, why didn't they jump over or swim over? No. You do not get into the water. It's trust me, it's one of those things, and I understand, a lot of people are kind of questioning, yeah, but you're going to get more stranded. You are never supposed to get wet. That is the rule of thumb. Never get wet and never get cold. So if you are warm and dry and you could get help, that's ideal. You don't jump in the water. You will lose too much heat. You will become hypothermic before you even make it to shore. I mean, again, if it just broke off and it's a little jump, less than a foot jump, maybe. But it's just something you just don't do. So, according to a first-time fisherman, he said it sounded like somebody fired a gun out there. We thought it was interesting. We got out of our shanty. We took a look and people were yelling on the ice. We're separating. They said no injuries were reported during the incident. The authorities said a barge traveling through the area might have caused the chunk to dislodge. Officials are still investigating to determine the exact cause. The Browns County Sheriff's Office initially reported 27 people were stranded on the ice. Later, that number updated to 34. So a lot of interesting natural occurrences. I don't trust weather. I just don't trust the ground. As I'm snowmobiling, I'm like, please let this not be a frozen lake. But they said we were pretty safe. All right, so storms coming. Major U.S. cities are going to feel like they are well below zero. It is going to be cold, a cold one. It is winter. They say the type of cold expected this week will be the coldest air of the season by far. All across Northeast and New England, according to CNN, they say it's the kind of cold capable of delivering frostbite in minutes. Turn boiling water into frozen mist in a nanosecond, they said. Even cold enough to freeze your eyelashes. Places like New York City and Boston will both be in the deep freeze this week, flirting with feels like temperatures around zero or below. Feels like refers to how temperature and wind work together to make it feel colder than it would be with no wind, so kind of like wind chill. As the wind increases, it draws heat from the body, driving down skin temperature and eventually the internal body temperature. The wind makes it feel much colder. In the upper Midwest and northern plains, the temperatures have dropped, obviously, dangerously. Some of the morning air temperatures were between 5 to 15 degrees below zero. With wind chill, it knocked it down to even 35 to 40 degrees below. So it's not good. Temperatures in Minnesota were as cold as 31 degrees below zero. That's why the GCN crew is so awesome. Despite any weather, they make it for the show. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.